From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
The wine world is turning eco-friendly in some of the most unexpected ways. Stay tuned for more after this. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour for listeners to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, hotels, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold as you sample an abundance of liquid gold while meeting some truly legendary personalities along the way. This is a trip completely unavailable anyplace else, and it even includes a sail aboard an America's Cup yacht. So get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. We already know that the wine industry, like most, is conscious of its environmental impact. Wine growing and winemaking is becoming more organic. And screw tops are being applauded for saving cork trees. And now, you can even buy a bottle of wine made from paper. Named the Paperboy, the world's first paper wine bottle is as light as a feather and weighs in at only 65 grams. That's a seventh of the weight of a traditional glass wine bottle. So what's the secret? Well, the bottle's made from compressed recycled paper and is lined with a plastic sleeve, which contains the liquid like in a box of wine. The potential benefits are plenty. Not only does the Paperboy have less than a third of the carbon footprint of a traditional wine bottle, but the weight of a full bottle is only an ounce, which will slash freight and transport costs appreciably. But perhaps my favorite advantage? Well, you can even leave a bottle to chill in an ice bucket for up to 3 hours. All in all, one truly green bottle. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.